Back before I was a movie star, straight off of the farm, I had a picture of another man's wife tattooed on my arm. A pack of Camel cigarettes in the sleeve of my t-shirt, heading out to Hollywood just to have my feelings hurt. That town made you crazy, just give it a little time, you'll be walking around in circles down Hollywood and back. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. Yeah, that town make you crazy, crazy as a loon. So I headed down to Nashville to become a country star. Every night you find me hanging every honky-tonkin' bar. Pretty soon I met a woman, pretty soon she done me wrong. Pretty soon my life got sadder than any country song.
Welcome back.
That town will make you crazy.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. We're on phones. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Well, Chris, it's interesting that that song would play. You know, it's almost providential because John Prine in Nashville was well thought of, but he never made it. He made it as a songwriter. He had limited success. And now today, Chris, I mean, there, you know, Chris Christopherson, and I don't want to turn this into John Prine, but the people in Nashville, there's certain people that were considered outlaws at that time that looked to John Prine. Now John Prine to Nashville, he's a hero. You know, I mean, it's hard to understand, hard to put into words what's going on. You know, and it's almost like the pre-knowing of 9/11. You know, they knew it a day early overseas. We didn't hear about it, but they knew about it. It was in the papers before it happened. It was in the papers.
Yeah.
So here we are, you know. How many people are going to die? And it's like you were talking about. It appeals to certain people. They'll eat it up, and they'll do it ignorantly. I don't know. That wasn't why I called. To be truthful with you, I've actually lost my train of thought on why I had even dialed the phone. But I guess it's not meant for me to get my mind out to you today. But this whole thing about reality, you can't tell what the truth is. It's almost like the news had a script. Well, surprise. They had a script and they read it a day early. Because I'm telling you and all of your listeners, I heard about John Prine on the local news the day before yesterday. But he didn't die till yesterday. The rest of the nation, I don't know. Maybe someone on Music Row got the word out early and the news ran with it without fact-checking it. I don't know. This city is worse than this nation. This city is Music City, and it's beautiful, and the people are nice. But this city is evil. It really is. I'll leave it at that. There was a reason I called, but I don't want to burn up the clock trying to remember. So, thank you. I wish I knew what it was I was calling in to say. So, pay attention, folks. It's about to get really crazy.
Yep.
Take care.
Yep. Thanks, John. Much appreciated. A couple of things, quick things, before we continue. I mentioned the article back in November CNBC article, ahead of the 2020 election, this Israeli startup is using military. The Unit 8200 graduate Guy Tutinovich, former IDF Unit 8200 guy who started the cybersecurity fake news filtering company Check, using artificial intelligence to try to identify fake news, or are they creating fake news? So that was an interesting article that I mentioned, and there was that strange video. We played the clip of Hao Li. Remember Hao Li talking about, Professor Hao Li talking about that he's considered a top deep fake artist, which, should sound disturbing to most folks. It's definitely disturbing to me. Tyler Matheson was saying, why is this even necessary? Why is this important? Kept asking him questions like, who would want to do this? Who would want to create this kind of technology? And Hao Li kept giving answers that were very, obfuscating in nature, I would say. Very cryptic and unclear. But I mentioned how the article concluded with this passage. Looking into the 2020 election and beyond, Tutinovich believes it will even be harder to discern real from fake. I think currently it's very easy to fact check the different potentially deep fake videos that might arise, he said. My worry with deep faking is actually as technology evolves, there's going to come a point in time where deep faking technology is so advanced that even technology will have a very tough time in understanding that it is not legitimate. Not legit. So, we've already seen that. I mean, NVIDIA, I've talked about the GAN, the Generative Adversarial Network, where AI competes against AI to fool AI. You can take a spring driving scene and turn it into a winter snowscape. And it's, so convincing the technology doesn't know that it fooled itself. And right now you see, for example, the Rush Medical training video clips that are being passed off, or the what's called Italian footage passed off as New York City hospital footage, CBS's oops. So I mean that stuff's going on, but we have this other stuff waiting in the wings. So you think about this other stuff, and Tutinovich concluded, they closed the article quoting him. It says things are going to get even weirder, he said, adding, we're going to see a lot of things that even Hollywood couldn't think up 20 or 30 years ago. And so, you talk about all of the stuff, all of the, Philip K. Dick novels, all of the sci-fi stuff, all of the Kubrick stuff, the Star Wars series, all of those kinds of things, things Hollywood couldn't think up 20 or 30 years ago. And you get some kind of a sense of the weirdness that's coming. The other thing I was going to mention is there are other strange deaths. Amazing Polly St. George mentioned in her latest video now, Maeve Kennedy McKean, granddaughter of the assassinated presidential candidate, Robert Kennedy Sr., and that's a strange story. I'm surprised that they didn't say that was COVID, but apparently, she and her son went out to get a ball in the water. It's a very strange story. And speaking of early reported deaths, her husband seemed to report her dead before she was reported missing, is kind of the way that story seems to go. Just bizarre. And it reminds me of, I can't remember who it was. I think she said it was the writer. He was a Washington Post writer, I want to say, and she was, how did that go? I can't remember. One of them was a writer. She told the story. She even tweeted about some of this weirdness. They were threatened. This was a few years ago. And one of the threats that they received was, you know, she heard that her husband was going to be assassinated, but it was the way that the story went, you know, something will happen, it'll be an accident, no one will know what happened, but he'll be dead. And so those are the kinds of things that we see. That's what I think of when I think of Maeve Kennedy McKean. I wish I could remember who that was. I'll think of it. Note to self, too much going on. Too much going on. All right, back to the phones quickly. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning to you, Chris. I'm wondering how Kenny Rogers died. Yeah, good morning. I wonder how Kenny Rogers passed away. They haven't talked about Kenny too much. Chris, before I get it, I want to really talk about it. I got to get something off my chest. Last week, I want to get this off my chest. You had a caller calling from Texas last week, besmirching and belittling six of your previous callers before me. I was the seventh caller. And I didn't appreciate him belittling all your previous callers because this guy had such an important thing to talk about. Well, if this guy it was so important for him to call in, why didn't he call in first? Why didn't he wasn't on your show to first so he didn't have to listen to the six, seven other previous callers? So,
well,
you know,
I understand your point, but I don't want us to descend into that kind of thing. I don't want us to devolve into
exactly. I don't either, Chris. But I just want to get it off my chest.
Downward.
I just want to get it off my chest. I just want to get it off my chest because everybody has their own opinions.
That's why
you have a show. Yes, yep. And I appreciate that. So here's what I want to say, though, Chris. First off, did you see the lady is running for Congress in Georgia? I love her ad. You see her? Her name is
probably Deanna.
Her name is Green. We got a Green New Deal.
No,
now
not
her.
Deanna. Yeah.
No, Marjorie.
Okay.
I think it's Marjorie Green. I think she's got a fantastic ad that all these Republicans or gun-loving people who love baseball, apple pie in the United States and all that should run ads like she's doing. Because if these Democrats don't like this country, they can go live to Venezuela or go live in Cuba and see how long they'll want to stay there as Democrats, the socialists, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, getting back to what I want to talk to, Chris, Matt Drudge today, or actually, excuse me, it was yesterday, had on one of his articles that the Chinese general in Wuhan said that it was a lab that did leak out this virus. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know if it was a bat. We don't know if it was a rat. We don't know if it's a food agent.
Well, this is my suspicion. You know, there was an article last month. Pepe Escobar wrote an article that was published by the Global Research, contingent over at Global Research. China locked in hybrid war with U.S. Fallout from COVID-19 outbreak puts Beijing and Washington on a collision course. And we've heard a lot of rhetoric. I mean, if you look at what's going on over there, you hear a certain rhetoric, and you've obviously heard a certain rhetoric. Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo, saying the Wuhan virus, and now it's the WHO who was aiding and abetting China, and that, I think, is all specious rhetoric. I think that really serves to deflect and draw attention away from where it really should be. And I think, at a minimum, people should be seeing that everywhere you look, there's Bill Gates. Everywhere you look. And Bill Gates has an agenda. And some people are working on exposing that. And at a minimum, he stands to benefit handsomely financially. And he's not shy about killing, a few thousand people or however many people it takes. And he has extolled the virtues of population control and on, and he's not an elected official, and he's not a medical person of any sort. So, I mean, I think that should be tremendous concern, and everywhere you look, there he is. The AIDS contingent, the Global Fund, the Gates Foundation, Johns Hopkins, World Health Organization, second largest donor to the United States, even larger than the UK. Gavi, CEPI, ID 2020, the COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator, which I suspect is a way to drag anything but vaccines off into the corner and kill it while you are developing vaccines, all the big manufacturers, like I said, Inovio, Johnson & Johnson, and many others, but everywhere you look, and for that matter, IHME and Chris Murray, you know, the modeling, he said in his interview with Trevor Noah, our partner, IHME, is telling the world. What? This is what is happening right out in plain view. And to allow this rhetoric about World Health Organization, the latest round is World Health Organization is aiding and abetting China. It's misleading, I would say, at best.
Chris, I'd like to ask you this. You know, what sounds like to me is Bill Gates, a hypocrite of unfortunate magnitude. This guy lost so much money in the stock market. All the money he lost in the stock market, he bought everybody a mask. He gave every American 100 masks to put in their house. How much money he lost in the stock market.
I don't want anything from Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. But Bill Gates, you're telling me, wants to stop a population explosion. Why doesn't this guy take his $10 billion and help build the wall on the southern border? Why isn't he helping spend billions of dollars to get that wall secured? Does Bill Gates want 600 million people in the United States? If Bill Gates is so against immigration or population, why is he allowing all these people to pour into this country? And all these Democrats. Why? Why do they want millions
well,
and millions
those
of people?
Are not his
we don't
pet
even know
issues,
the figure.
I think there's a more
we don't even know if there's 40 or 50 million illegals in
the
country right now, Chris.
Challenge his
okay?
Agenda,
we don't know how many millions of illegals are actually in this country. Nobody really knows. Nobody
right.
actually knows the figure.
And you mention that every
and
time
you
call, Tom. It's off topic, though.
But you know, I want to get back to the pandemic in a second. But the pandemic is, when you got people not even being inoculated for tuberculosis, or I don't know if they have a cure for tuberculosis, you got people pouring in here by the thousands every day before all the Trump did put the travel ban on. No, Trump did the right thing, and you know the left coast media, the leftist media, saying, "Oh, Trump should have did this earlier." The guy was being impeached all day long from Rachel
Maddow
and
Matthew.
Those are all specious
talking points.
They're
designed to distract.
So, you know. Ted Turner said it best. Who controls the media controls the mind. Because 99% of the American public are it seems like they're in a funk. They're like in nincompoops. They don't know what to believe. And that's the problem. We don't have the you know, it's funny, Chris. I got to tell you, you know, that Jesse Smollett case. You think that case would have ever been cracked if there wasn't cameras though? When they had the two brothers buying a rope and Smollett, and he's saying that it's 17 degrees out, and somebody threw bleach on him. You remember that case?
Yeah.
Chris?
Again, entirely off topic.
Well,
not concerned
not
about it right now.
It's going on about how the media, I'm trying to get to the topic, that the media is controlling the narrative of this virus. They're controlling everything to turn Americans against each other. Like you said,
I disagree.
Last week.
I don't think it's the media controlling anything. I think the media is the handmaiden of who's controlling things. And so, again, getting back to my point, does the World Health Organization donate to Bill Gates, or does Bill Gates donate to the World Health Organization?
Well,
I don't think Bill Gates. I think Bill Gates is a stooge. I think he's a mule for real power, but at a minimum, at this point, that has been exposed. There are so many organizations. Everywhere you look, there is the complete usurpation of anything that is considered remotely. It's not even a secret at this point that we've suspended constitutional government. We are in full lockdown, full emergency mode, and Bill Gates is leading the world. I think that's the issue, not Jesse Smollett. I don't care about Jesse Smollett, and the media is not doing anything but exactly what it's told. Chris Wallace is doing what he's told. Sanjay Gupta, Anderson Cooper, you know, the Vanderbilt heir, is doing exactly what he's told. That should be a clue. So that's the issue,
Chris,
at hand.
Chris, you know, Bill Gates, I read a magazine years ago that Bill Gates' the movie he liked, loved the most when he was a kid was a movie called The Billion Dollar Brain. You ever see that movie?
Tom, we're going to move on, okay? With all due respect, we're distracted. We'll be right back, folks.
If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some humans ain't human. Some people ain't kind. You open up their hearts, and here's what you'll find: a few frozen pizzas. Some ice cubes with hair, a broken popsicle. You don't want to go there.
Welcome back.
Some humans ain't human.
Appreciate the nod to Kenny Rogers, though, Tom. That's, maybe we should have a day where we play Kenny Rogers stuff, and then definitely got to circle back to Bill Withers. You know, we play Bill Withers stuff on the regular, but more of that. So this Sanders thing, you know, that it's weird, you know, and that basically pales by comparison to what's going on. You know, Bernie Sanders officially suspending his campaign. U.S. News and World Report, Bernie Sanders drops out of the Democratic presidential race. AP reporting Sanders drops 2020 presidential bid, leaving Biden and his 12-year-old teeth. Okay, no, they didn't say that. As likely Democratic nominee. this is big news, you know, but it pales by comparison. And you can, I mean, so who's left? Tulsi Gabbard? No. Amy Klobuchar? No. Buttigieg, Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren? No. Joe Biden and his 12-year-old teeth. So what does this mean for November? This is a big issue, even though these are all, you know, operatives. This is huge. And yet it pales. So back to what is happening. And I don't think the media is leading anything. The media is being led. When I see, you know, again, the way that Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta and Chris Wallace and Trevor Noah and, you know, everybody, Chris Anderson, everybody's behaving. If you understand, I mean, if you believe what Paul Allen wrote, for example, and I don't believe it's entirely revisionist history, as some have suggested, then Bill Gates is a taskmaster. And like I've said, you know, he was a little terrorist who grew up into a big terrorist. He had issues being told no, problem being told no, and doesn't like being told no. And now he's a eugenicist who wants to kill a bunch of people and make obscene fortunes at any expense. The way Paul Allen put it, Gates engages in mercenary opportunism. That's what Paul Allen wrote. Mercenary opportunism. And he pushes deals as hard and as far as he could. Some people are familiar with the corporate background. You know, I mean, I've talked from time to time about examples like 3Com and Netscape. Who's heard of those companies these days? Many people who are familiar with the DOS story, MS-DOS, which most people knew, you know, that Windows forever was just a crappy veneer for a crappy operating system. Anyway, the point is, this is an unscrupulous person. And that is putting it mildly. Corporate vulture of sorts, and just the kind of character that seems to emerge in, you know, times of crisis, the kind of fellow that I believe Hayek is talking about when he says, you know, it is for this reason that the unscrupulous and uninhibited are likely to be more successful in a society tending toward totalitarianism. Suddenly, this guy's everywhere, on every outlet, CBS, CNN, Fox, on with Trevor Noah, on YouTube, on TED Talks, on Reddit, doing an AMA and Ask Me Anything on Reddit. He's everywhere. In front of every demographic, over and over. What's going on here? Meanwhile, here's a headline, Fox News, another one of these. Colorado police apologize. Well, that's nice. After dad handcuffed in front of daughter at park. Why? For violating social distancing. Do you see where I'm going with all this? You know, hijab wearing, Sharia law, you know, Wahhabi adherence, because, you know, that's what's happening in San Bernardino. It's beyond Orwellian. That sounds hyperbolic, but it's really, it's getting weird. Colorado police apologize after dad handcuffed in front of daughter at park for violating social distancing. And it's a psyop. Obviously, to cow the herd. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Well, digesting, Reader's Digest, in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back, flat on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag cow won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like you, no matter what the reason's for it. And your flag cow won't get you into heaven anymore.
Welcome back. Man, Julie, you're killing it. That's all Julie. I'm nothing to do with that. And so you get all the credit. It's fantastic. I'm enjoying listening to it. So that's fun. I'm going to give evidence briefly, speaking of this story and the fact that it's a psyop. Colorado police apologize after dad handcuffed in front of daughter at park for violating social distancing. It has the earmarks, shall we say, of a psyop, of a, a staged event. You know, again, I mentioned it the other day. I agree with Jason Goodman when it comes to these things. I don't practice numerology. I'm not a voodoo theologist, but steganography seems to be a thing, and bad guys like putting little cues and messages and kind of like an insider nod. This is an operation. So Can we play that clip? Possibly. We'll talk about it.
Bad for throwing a ball to his daughter.
It was a former city council member who could not believe what he was recording.
In a park of about, I don't know, 30, 40 acres. But apparently that is not allowed by Brighton.
Well, if you don't give us your information, we're going to put you in handcuffs in front of your six-year-old daughter.
Matt Mooney is the 33-year-old dad who assured his daughter they were doing nothing wrong when police approached and told them they were violating the state's social distancing guideline.
She's like, Daddy, I don't want you to get arrested. And, you know, at this point, I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to arrest me. You know, there's no way. This is insane. And, you know, so I'm telling her, I'm like, don't worry, Daddy's not going to get arrested. You know, I've done nothing wrong. You know, don't worry about it. And then they arrest me.
The sign at Donaldson Park says closed, but in smaller print says, in groups of no more than four persons, parks remain open for walking, hiking, biking, running, and similar activities. Matt was just there with his wife and six-year-old. He says it was the officers who were violating social distancing guidelines.
During this whole contact, you know, none of the officers had masks on, none of them had gloves on, you know, and they're in my face handcuffing me, they're touching me.
I certainly don't think it's appropriate for a father to be handcuffed in front of his family.
Kirby Wallen took the cell phone footage and shared it with the problem solvers.
He's being taken away by the Brighton police for playing softball with his daughter in an empty park.
I think that there certainly needs to be an investigation of the incident and an explanation to the community.
Matt Mooney was released 10 minutes after being placed into the back of the patrol car, but says he still deserves an apology.
If we're going to go ahead and start arresting people for no reason in front of their six-year-old daughter, you're just going to cause more problems later on.
Brighton police isn't commenting other than to say this case is under investigation, but Matt Mooney says this shouldn't be a complicated investigation. He wants a very quick and public apology. Rob Lowe, Fox 31.
Interesting, interesting. So, I wonder what happens if we look into who Kirby Wallen is. It's always interesting. You know, you should always wonder when a, you know, something, a spontaneous event like this happens. So there's a guy at a park. No one's out right now. No one's out. No one's doing anything. But ...33-year-old Matt Mooney and his 6-year-old daughter are at a park. And former Brighton City Councilman Kirby Wallen just happens to be there also recording the incident. No one's out, but Kirby Wallen is there recording the incident. Amazing. How fortuitous. And where is my copy of Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, where Packard says Edward Bernays has gotten himself published, saying, you know, these kinds of things don't happen by accident. They are planned in advance to influence behavior and action. So what is the influence? The influence is to cow part of the herd. This is my suspicion. On one hand, you have the effort to cow the herd, inure the herd, oh my goodness, you shouldn't be going to the park, even though it says, you know, even under these weird conditions, everyone should be going to the park regardless. People should be pouring, flooding out into the streets, so to speak. And I'm getting to the other part. So on one hand, you have the cowing, and there is the conflicting information which creates or it either induces or it deepens cognitive dissonance. And that's those competing thoughts. You know, James said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought to expect nothing. Norman Dodd told us about his experience at a high-placed Morgan Bank, a New York bank, Morgan Bank, before the Reese Committee. in that interview with J. Edward Griffin, he talked about these folks, the international industrialist banking cartel, essentially, working on creating a situation so that we would never return to life before World War I. And at the same time, they were introducing this perpetual, irreconcilable conflict, which includes competing ideas like this, and it's happening in real time now. That's kind of where we're at. So it does all of that. It also inures the, you know, part of the general populace, but then there's another part that becomes self-targeting, in effect, which gets back to the stuff that J.J. Zapp sent me. So the article, the companion article to the video, Montana and Idaho citizens protest unconstitutional coronavirus responses. And, you know, another listener, you know, folks are sharing stuff like, you know, Ammon Bundy came to town and is talking to folks. And so Idahoans are getting upset. There's this kind of stuff going on. And to that, I would say, especially, you know, I would say Ammon Bundy is a tell. No offense to Ammon. You know, I interviewed him right before they did the misfortune, you know, wildlife refuge occupation. But I've talked, especially recently, about the fact that, you know, whether accidentally or on purpose, or accidentally on purpose, whichever of the three, there are Judas goats among us. I hope I'm not one. I'm not on the payroll. But sometimes we all make mistakes and do things accidentally, and I hope and pray I'm not one of those. I hope that I shine a bright light on these kinds of tricks, and it goes that far, and I'm not responsible for causing harm. So, speaking of this, you know, I'm not saying that anyone's doing anything on purpose, but if we just reflect on what happened at the Malheur wildlife refuge occupation, what are some salient takeaways? And in my mind, there are at least two big ones. The first is that someone was martyred, sort of, marginalized and martyred at the same time, speaking of the cognitive dissonance and the conflict. And the other big takeaway is that from the court proceedings, we learned that there were more federales there on scene throughout that whole episode than non-federales. And I guess nobody learns from these things. Seems strange to me. You hear someone was on trial and then sent up and spent years in the big house or whatever. How do you know? Anybody go and visit that person? How do you know they're not recreating somewhere privately? We don't know. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying, what can you believe these days with all of this insanity going on? Knowing that more federales are present than not, is it possible that there was a mock trial and someone was sentenced to so many years and then, you know, this person gets out and suddenly infects the body politic again? Is it possible? I think so. So the other aspect of the PSYOP is to get people to become self-targeting and play the whack-a-mole game with those people. And it becomes justified. You get them all stirred up. You get these people all stirred up. You draw them into these rallies and things. This is not the time for that kind of stuff. This is not the time for that. This is a time to reflect. I know there isn't much time to pause. I fully acknowledge that. But this is not a time to rush off and throw yourself on pitchforks. So, you know, to get people stirred up. I mean, can you see how, first of all, it's peculiar. And this is going viral from what I can tell. This is rattling around throughout the country in different, probably little pockets of places where I'm talking about, where you have people, you know, this is unconstitutional, the redoubters and that kind of stuff. Probably targeted for those people, going out in certain outlets on certain feeds and wires specifically for that. To inert part of the population and to get the other part stirred up and become self-targeting and distracted, not paying attention, not operating with surgical precision, so to speak, not thoughtful and aware, fully aware, unbalanced. You know, in the martial arts sense, shall we say, you know, you have eight sides that are, you have possible vulnerability, and so if you're leaning into one of those sides, you're unbalanced. And one of the best ways that you can get someone off balance is by pressing in a certain direction, and then they have to lean into that direction. Then suddenly they're off balance. So that's what I suspect is going on with operations like this story. Matt Mooney, 33 years old, 6-year-old daughter at the park, and lo and behold, former Brighton City Councilman Kirby Wallen. What lodge does Kirby belong to, I wonder? Is Matt a pledge at a lodge? Former Brighton City Councilman Kirby Wallen recorded much of the incident. Were there children there playing together at the playground of no more than four? Was it just the four of them? How did that happen? Be curious, you know, be interesting to find out, but you probably won't, because, you know, then we would know. So anyway, enough about that. There's much more ground we got to cover. Back to the phones. Dave in Nevada, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to cover some of the stuff that you were talking about with Bill Gates. I noticed some of the same things and made some of the same observations. And with CNN, especially with his interviews with Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah. We should be playing those clips.
Oh, Bill, yeah, Gates, you should be.
Saying back in the 2011 interview when Bill Gates, Sanjay Gupta interviewed him in Davos, for example, when Bill Gates was saying this needs to be the age of vaccines. The interview, CNN, I think they called it the year of vaccines, but it wasn't. It was the age of vaccines, he was saying, the decade of vaccines. And Bill Gates literally said in that interview, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. That's what he said.
And other people... I've heard other people make that argument, like you're killing your own children if you don't get them vaccinated.
Yeah,
I've heard that argument from just people in general.
So the World Health Organization last.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
They see
last
you
January,
as a threat.
The World Health Organization said that the were. You know, among them, number eight was vaccine hesitancy. And who's funding the World Health Organization? What did we see last year with all these initiatives to require mandatory vaccination, you know, for school and stuff like that? And now here this guy is out in public again saying the same things. And so, yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise to folks. I agree. We should all be wise to this game by now.
And it's kind of interesting because I watch these videos, and what I do is when I watch these videos, I look at people's facial expressions. Not so much what they're saying, because I already know what they're going to say. I already know what Bill Gates is going to say and what CNN is going to say. That's not an issue for me.
Yeah.
I look at Bill Gates' face, and whenever he's talking about death or vaccines, he starts, like, almost breaking out into this, like, giggle.
Exactly.
Like he's laughing.
What the heck is that all about? Is that not a tell?
No.
Which is why I said the other day he shouldn't play poker. Yeah,
no.
I agree.
It's not – it's something other than that. I'll tell you what it is. I think he realizes that people don't get it. So he's simply flaunting it on television. Yeah, I'll give you an example. When Bill Gates says a phrase like population reduction, do you think the average person actually understands what that means? They don't. They don't understand what population reduction. I'll tell you why they don't understand what it means. It's because Bill Gates he's like worshipped by people. So when he says
right,
population
and I would,
reduction,
I would make the distinction that people do understand. They just don't want to believe what they know to be true, which is that he means what he says.
Yeah. Whatever the case is, it's not a full understanding of what it means, because if
absolutely.
They fully understand, then they would act, in other words.
He would, yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's subconscious. It's subconscious.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com. where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. Across the sea to an island, while the bridges brightly burn. So far away from my land, the valley of the unconcerned.
Welcome back.
I was walking down the road.
We're on the phones. It's good stuff. We're on the phones. Dave in Nevada. Go ahead.
Yeah, so everything is kind of subconscious and with the language and all that stuff. And I agree with what you're saying. I think people actually, they do understand, but it's buried. It's been beaten into the mind.
In addition to that, we've had a steady diet of, and you know what? I feel like I'm guilty of this sometimes. The sensational, the titillating, the candy, the brain candy stuff, and that's dangerous because it is anesthetizing to the danger, I think. So here's one example. The LA Times reported a few days ago, it's a trending article, coronavirus kills some people and hardly affects others. How is that possible? So you read this article, and one of the little psyops, the subtle psyops to the point that we're talking about here, it says, this new understanding about the role of silent spreaders, quote unquote, is why the CDC and other health authorities are now suggesting that people wear masks and leave. So silent spreaders, that's a real subtle little talking point that slips in to most people, unassuming or unaware. They don't notice that, but they should.
Yeah, they should. I notice stuff like that all the time, and it's just all about it's all about language. And for instance, I've never heard the word death used so much. With the exception of the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, they use the word kill now and death. They use it profusely now in Washington. It's on the news. It's just like, when did they start talking about death so much on the news? It's like, exactly. It used to be like, it's amazing the amount of mileage they get out of the use of this word.
It's so base. It's so base level. It's so, you know, what Hitler talked about in Mein Kampf, what Bernays and, you know, all of these guys talk about. If people really understand, they see what's going on, it's singularity of messaging. It's singular messaging, and it's this war message, you know, wartime propaganda, and we're at war. We're at war with this invisible enemy nonsense, which has always been the case. The Club of Rome really sort of synthesized the invisible enemy concept. And by the way, man, the invisible enemy is you, according to the Club of Rome. But it's that message, and it's that you're either for us or against us thing, which is why I mentioned the silent spreaders point. And that paragraph concludes by saying the recommendation is primarily designed to keep asymptomatic people from unwittingly spreading a disease they may not even know they have, which is total BS, because again, Deborah Birx mentioned a few weeks ago, she had a fever on Saturday, showed up to work on Monday, standing next to the leader of the free world, we're told, a guy 73 years old, and this is guidance for you. Do as I say, but not as I do, kind of thing. Stick around, folks. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.